Welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is episode number 82. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad to be spending a little bit of time with you today. Thanks for choosing this episode, this podcast. I wonder, since your ears are here, are you a podcaster? Are you interested in podcasting? Do you wonder if podcasting could work for you? Have you ever made up your mind that podcasting can't possibly be right for you? But are you open to the possibility that, there might be something in this that you're not aware of? There might be something about podcasting that's perfect for you if you just had your eyes opened to it. Yeah. That's the perfect person to be listening to this episode. Someone who's podcast curious or podcast active, or maybe you've podcast faded and you're thinking about coming back. I have a great conversation today with Dan Morris, the guy behind the Podcaster's Kit. The Podcaster's Kit is an amazing bundle of full version resources and trainings for podcasters and wannabe podcasters. The Podcaster's Kit is available for sale for just 1 week, once a year. Dan and his team put an amazing effort into it. And I'm really tickled that I'm part of Podcaster's Kit in 2021. Which we're going to talk about what I've contributed to the bundle. It's something brand new, never done it before. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, well, it's way past October, I guess I don't want to listen to this episode. No, forget that. This is a really great conversation about podcasting, even if you listened too late to take advantage of Podcaster's Kit. So, let's jump into the conversation with Dan. Hey guys, welcome back. You're here with Kelly at Love People and Make Money, and I'm joined now by my guest, Dan Morris. Hi, Dan.
You have such a soothing voice all by itself. Like, yeah. You don't even need a good mic. Just have a nice voice.
Oh, thank you. Because I don't have a good mic right now. Actually, I do, but it's connected to my other computer.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good place for it.
So we'll tattle on you to my audience that you're recording this in your closet.
I have found the closet to be my favorite place to record my podcast because the clothes on the wall, like, absorb the sound. And it's kind of like a walk-in closet, although I only have clothes and 1/8 of it.
Yeah.
Rest of it's my wife's, but I appreciate the sound quality of the room.
Yeah. Over the years, I've done interviews with people in closets, in cars, in bathrooms, like wherever they could find the best sound, it works.
The bathroom, I would think that would be a struggle. That sounds very echoey.
It depends. Like, you know, if you've got a nice fabric curtain and rugs on the floor, it can work.
Yeah, I have a lot of kids. There's no rugs. That's not a thing.
So, Dan, gosh, it's been a couple of years since I've seen you in person.
Was that Atlanta?
Yeah.
I was in Atlanta at your last event that we attended.
Yep.
Was that your last event or just the last one?
Well, I had a retreat after that. Nicole and I hosted our beach house and our beach condo events right before COVID hit.
Oh yeah.
Like, I flew home from Florida at the very end of February. And then we were shut down like immediately.
Sometimes I think about what success means.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the beachpreneur events, and I think about, if you craft a lifestyle where part of your revenue and part of your joy is like renting a beach house with friends for a weekend, Like, that's not Tony Robbins or Jeff Bezos type success, but it definitely has some unbelievable intrinsic quality to your just the idea of like, yeah, this is my life. This is what we do. We hang out with friends. We enjoy things. I mean, I've always appreciated that part about your business.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, I resigned from Beachpreneurs this last year.
How can you resign from that?
Isn't that like years? Well, Nicole and I were business partners, and I resigned. Going together with what I shared with you before we hit record, I just got my foster care license. I've had a dream for many years to foster and adopt a teenager. And I knew I always said I would do it in my 50s. And last year I was turning 53. And it's like, well, here I am in my 50s. I don't know how to make that dream come true and continue to travel 8-10 times a year.
I was a teenager, going to the beach 8-10 times a year sounds pretty good.
Once they're adopted, I can take them anywhere I want. But when they're a foster kid, I don't have that kind of freedom.
Oh, there's rules. I forgot about
that. Yeah.
The rules of life.
Yeah, so I decided, I do my own events and my own retreats, and then I did the Beachpreneurs events and the Beachpreneurs retreats, and I loved everything. My puppy keeps pulling cookie wrappers out of the trash.
Busted cookie wrappers.
I knew I needed to trim it down, and so. I cried my heart out and decided not to do Beachpreneurs anymore.
All right. Well, Missionpreneurs is probably okay.
Yeah. but then pandemic. So it doesn't even feel real. Like there haven't been any events anyways.
Yeah. You know? So it was good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dan, since we last met, you married, you've been growing your business, and one of your big projects that you do every year is coming right up, Podcasters Kit.
I have jumped into the podcasting world with both feet for sure.
Yeah.
And I think I probably should have started there, even though I started with a blog, but you know, I used to listen to Paul Harvey when I was a kid. You remember Paul Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only thing in life that no matter what I was doing, I would stay in the car and finish listening to Paul Harvey. Even if I was going to a meeting and I was late, like even with the governor, I'd be like, well, look, Paul Harvey was on. I had to finish it.
Yep.
So, you know, and for those who don't know, Paul Harvey was this unbelievable storyteller on the radio. He had two or three different shows, but one of them was called The Rest of the Story. And so I've always wanted to like recreate that experience for other people, like tell stories that just make you go, holy moly, that is unbelievable. And so I started my own called Tracing the Path a couple of years ago. And it's not exactly like Paul Harvey where he tells a story backwards, but it's still that vein where you're listening and you're like, holy mackerel, I didn't know that that guy was involved with that. I thought he was just an actor, you know, or something like that. And then I started working for Podcast Magazine. We helped create this, you know, brand new magazine that you could, you know, it's physical magazine and a digital magazine. I've been doing that for a couple of years. And since we were doing the BC Stack event in June and I wanted to create another one, we decided 3 years ago to create one for podcasting where we would just gather like 40 or 50 different courses and trainings on podcasting. And the reason that I'm passionate is because of Bob, the teacher. You know, Bob. With the made up last name, Sparkins.
Yes.
Bob, I just read a note one day, and Bob was mowing the lawn, and he was listening. He listened to our old podcast called Amplify Today on his headphones while he was mowing the lawn. But then he was listening to someone else, and he was learning about, I don't know, affiliate marketing or something, something that we were teaching. And I was, and it struck me at that moment that while everyone has very little time to try to do anything, like, you know, there's, I'm sure there are books on your bookshelf where you're like, yeah, I just haven't gotten to that yet. We all have very little time. And yet some people, millions of people actually, are able to totally focus, like while they're jogging or exercising or commuting or on a road trip, on an audio in their ears. And I was thinking that Bob, whoever was teaching him affiliate marketing, whatever podcast he was listening to, that guy was becoming the expert for Bob, was becoming the guru. And I was thinking, if I'm not there, if I'm not on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, or then no, I can't be found while these people are dedicating. I mean, you're really focused on a podcast when it's, you're listening to it. It's not like a Zoom webinar where you go and there's people in the background and like your kids are calling you and you're trying to shut the door and shush them. You're, I mean, you're totally focused when you're listening to a podcast. So I wanted to make our audience understand that idea that there are millions of people who are just searching for a podcast to listen to that they're totally going to be listening to. And even if it sounds daunting, what if you created just a simple 7-episode finite fixed length podcast on your topic? Like, here's the 7 things that you need to know totally about whatever it is to you, maintaining houseplants. And somebody could find that on their drive and be totally enthralled. And it wouldn't take you long to record it and get it up, and it'd be there permanently. It would, like, that wouldn't take that much effort. But if you don't do it, then that person who's looking for maintaining houseplants is finding someone else's podcast, is then finding that person's book, you know, is like the whole process starts. So we do this Podcaster's Kit product every October, which it starts on this week on October 3rd. And it goes to the 9th. Usually it's the first week. And I'm hoping that we can get as many people in our world to understand that if you're just not there, then somebody else is becoming the expert.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what we're doing.
I totally agree with you. It's a tussle. You know, I always wanted to say, be everywhere, be on every available channel, because you never know where your next perfect client or customer is looking for you. And then, you know, then there are some people that they're just never going to flow and operate in a particular medium. But what you just said is so key. People think of podcasting as, I've got to publish an episode every week or 3 times a week, every week for the rest of my life. And it's like, no, really, you don't. I've listened to some amazing fixed term podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, wait, who's the guy? Podcast Answer Man, Ravenscraft.
Cliff. Yeah.
Cliff. So Cliff started podcasting maybe the same time you did. I mean, a long time ago, the pioneers of the industry. And what I love about Cliff is that he has 95 podcasts.
yeah.
And his biggest was Lost. Mm-hmm. Like when the show Lost came out, he did the Lost podcast, and you know, it really, really grew. Well, because of that, he has taken every childhood show that he liked. Even there's a show that he liked that came out in the UK that was only like 11 episodes long. And he's created a podcast based on that show where he watches an episode, then he doesn't. A podcast episode, then he watches one. And anybody who's a fan of that show will then look to see if, you know, the podcast people anyway, will look to see if there's a podcast associated, and his shows up, and he's the only one.
Yeah.
And so he uses all of these different short length podcasts to bring people because I don't know if you know this, but I mean, you do, but your listeners, when Ravenscraft created the Lost podcast and it got really big, he and his son decided to do a relationship podcast after that. And he didn't know if any of his Lost listeners would even care about him doing a relationship podcast because they're just watching the show Lost. But he had, you know, over half the audience move to his relationship podcast because he found out it's the person that you follow that you want to hear from, that you fall in love with. So sometimes more than the subject. So now he uses this strategy of little podcasts. People get to know him and talking about this small British show. And then they're like, yeah, come check out my Land of the Lost podcast as well. Or, you know, and it kind of snowballs. It grows his entire empire. And then he sells his own products. So, yeah, I like the idea of telling people, look, it doesn't have to be that daunting of a task. And then this week, I'm writing an article for Podcast Magazine about these intranetworks. There are lots of companies now that have adopted a podcast intranetwork. And one of them was Southern Glazers, which is an alcohol company. They sell tequilas to the liquor stores. Anyway, there's this giant company. And instead of having meetings, instead of having bulletins, instead of having important emails, they just have like a little podcast room where the president and meets with the marketing guy and they have their meeting and it goes up on the network. And so his entire company has sort of been forced to now adopt the idea of listening to podcasts, either at work or on their way to hear what's going on in the company. And what he found in my interview for the article was that by doing that, it opened their eyes to the world of podcasting. And so now they're learning all kinds of stuff and bringing it back to the company. Like, hey, I found this other podcast about tequila and they're talking about this. So, and then next year, Ford and Chevy are going to have a podcast button inside of the car on the in-car stereo. So my thought is that podcasting is becoming like really mainstream. Like if companies are doing it now and it's going to be in cars, like if you're not grasping the idea that it's not going to be something fringe, pretty soon it's just going to be normal. And you have an opportunity to be there. And then with Podcaster's Kit, we have everything you could ever learn, like you'd ever need to know about how to do it, how to grow it, where to put it, how to host it. I mean, all that stuff. And then you have a mastermind about podcasting in the kit. So I just am hoping that we can reach as many people as possible.
Yeah, that sounds, what you just described sounds amazing for a business. I totally see how that can work. And let's talk about some of the stuff that's in the kit.
Yeah, so I always try to get a variety. I mean, I tell everyone, I try not to have two of anything. You know, but there's a couple of different, like how to grow a podcast. And then there's a couple of different monetizing podcasts. There's one about that's specifically on sponsors. There's one about selling your own products. Then there's one like a general overview of all the different things you can do to make money. I know that Crystal Profit, she's doing, you know, how to sell your own products on your podcast, which is what Cliff Ravenscraft does. I mean, most people... Well, not most people. You know what's funny is I went to Podcast Movement and who's the Shark Tank guy who owns the Mavericks?
Keith?
Hmm?
Keith Harrington? Kevin Harrington?
No. I can't think of it. Well, anyway, the guy, I'll think of his name probably as soon as we're done. The main guy from Shark Tank. He was on stage at Podcast Movement. And he said the strangest thing, and I was pretty sure that he was going to be thrown out. He said, everybody knows the only way you can monetize a podcast is with sponsorship. And I was like, do you realize you're at Podcast Movement? Like, that might be the only way for big corporations or you know, somebody with a different mindset, but I mean, there's got to be 100 ways to monetize podcasts. So,
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, Mark, he said it straight on stage. He's like, yep. And then he said, everybody knows that the only way you can monetize is with sponsors. And we all just lie to the sponsors and tell them how much traffic we get. I was like, are you sure you understand where you are? But then Krista Miller, she does all kinds of summits. She has an entire thing about summits. So learning how to use a podcast to drive traffic to a summit is in there. And then there's a couple different products about creating show notes. One is how to write show notes that convert. And then another one is writing show notes with SEO in mind. And then there's actually another one about how to use AI tools to create the show notes, so you don't have to spend all your time writing them.
Nice.
Then there's a YouTube for podcasters class. Dan Miller from 48 Days to the Life You Love, New York Times bestseller. He's got a product called How to Talk, Serve, and Put Money in the Bank. And he's actually helped us quite a bit with selling Rachel's book about how to position the book, how to create the bundles on the back end so that you're not just selling a book, you're selling something more than a book. There's several templates like media release form, podcast guest form, working like with a co-host, that the legal forms that come with that, freelance work, legal forms. Scott Patton, who every single time I talk to him, he's in a different country. He has how to leverage podcasts to travel the world. And that's what he does. How to be a digital nomad and get like accommodations and stuff using a podcast. And then there's podcast to paycheck. There's a monetization workshop. There's a planner, a notebook, a 101 course. It's really chock full. Oh, there's some editing courses. Tom Kelly, who's helping me edit mine, has a mastering podcast equalization. How to learn that part of the side of it, if that's how deep you want to go. Chelsea from her paper group has a like a tech stack, all the tech stuff that you might want to know behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff in it this year. I'm always impressed by what we could find.
This is huge, and I'm Kelly from 2003 is deeply jealous. Because, you know, so I launched Work at Home Moms Talk Radio in November of 2003 when that was internet radio.
Blog Talk Radio or Talk Shoe?
I was not on a network and I wasn't using Talk Shoe. I learned how to do an internet radio show from basement music DJs.
Nice.
Because when I went looking for information, I was listening to shows on World Talk Radio, but I knew I couldn't afford to broadcast there.
Yeah.
There were no courses. There was one really expensive $2,000 course from some guy who promised to make you famous with an internet radio show. I couldn't afford that. I went to the forums. I went to the geeky depths of the web and found these basement music DJs who
Yahoo groups
who taught me how to get streaming hosting, which I used Live 365.
Oh yeah,
$75 a month. I could broadcast. I could stream to up to 50 people at a time, which I never had 50 people at a time, you know? But then that following summer, podcasting went boop, and like, you know, my nerd friend, Lynette Chandler, helped me immediately get an RSS feed out, get on iTunes.
Nice.
You know, and then my audience grew, like it quadrupled overnight. Because prior to that, I had to teach everyone how to come listen to my show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Versus boom, now we're podcasting, and everybody with an iPod is all of a sudden finding my show. It was really hard, and oh my God, let's not even talk about Radio Shack. I spent a lot of time in Radio Shack because we did not have web recording tools then.
Yeah.
So man, the podcaster's kit is such a gift. to new podcasters and podcasters who are struggling.
And so now, this might be a tip for you. I might actually be able to teach you something, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know about Audio Burst?
Tell me.
Audio Burst is a business-to-business company that I met 2 years ago, and they actually were in Podcaster's Kit last year.
Yeah.
But what I didn't understand last year was what they truly did. I understood the course they were giving me, but it wasn't until this year at Podcast Movement that I sat down with them and I thought, wait, what do you do? So Audio Burst is one of these places that every podcaster should visit once they have their RSS feed. Because the only thing Audio Burst does is they go to companies like, have you ever heard of the Calm app?
Yeah.
There's a Calm app that has 100 million downloads. And Audio Burst goes to the Calm app and says, hey, Calm people, would you like to offer podcasts within your app? Because we can integrate a podcast player into the Calm app. So when you're there, you can listen to meditations, you can listen to music, you can also listen to podcasts. And if your RSS feed is with Audio Burst, it becomes part of the Calm app. Well, there is a podcast button now on over 300 apps, and they're all fed by Audio Burst.
Nice.
And every single radio station in Japan has a listen to podcast button, and it is fed by Audio Burst. So while the rest of us are trying to be found on iTunes and all these other places, Audio Burst is increasing our discoverability by going out and putting us in places that we wouldn't normally think to be. And they are the ones who are going to feed Ford and Chevy's radio next year.
Wow.
So, audio, it will be fed by Audio Burst, so serviced by Audio Burst, and they'll have their logo will come up when you press the podcast button. So yeah, Audio Burst is your tip of the week. Just go there and submit your RSS feed, and then you can be found in places like the Calm app where you wouldn't priorly have been found.
That's a great tip. A whole bunch of people just learned something.
Yeah.
It's a good thing this isn't a video show. My puppy is driving me bonkers.
Yeah, I see that. It's making me smile.
That's Sparky. And she's busy. She's very busy.
Even you busy.
Okay.
So put that on your list to today. You have to go to audioburst.com and
submit. Audio Burst. I'm making a note on my Remarkable. So when you put the first word out, like, hey, we're working on the next podcaster's kit, I thought, well, hell no, I don't teach podcasting anymore. I haven't in a couple of years. I don't want to teach podcasting. There's other people who can do it so much better. You know, I'm not staying in the know about everything. And I don't do one-on-one help people set them up anymore. Like all that stuff. I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then as I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like I totally hit archive on the email. And then I'm like, what do I love to do? What lights me up more than anything these days is definitely running masterminds. And what is creating amazing results in the world, in my community, are these amazing coaching triads where, you know, I bring people together who have a common interest, and then I help them organize themselves into little tiny trios, little triads, and they have a very simple 1 hour format where they introduce themselves to each other, and then they take turns being the coach, the coachee, and the listener.
Nice.
And they just solve the world's problems, you know, one little chunk at a time on these little calls, and magical things happen, incredible insights happen. And I'm like, what if I did something like this around podcasting? And so that's what I'm contributing, is we're doing podcasting mastermind triads. There are three group masterminds where I'm facilitating three conversations, tackling common mindset issues around podcasting. Mm-hmm. And then I'm helping them organize into at least one triad.
Well, I'm going to be in this goal.
I can't wait.
You know, every year I have access to every single product that's in these courses. And then I just get so busy that I don't take advantage of it. And then I find out a couple months later, I'm like, oh man, I could have used that. You know, by that time, yeah, it's over. And yeah, like, I could ask, because, you know, I'm the guy that put it together, but I'm not going to do that. So yeah, every time. And that one I'd like to do. That one would probably help me, because I do need help. I told you, I listened to NPR. I listened to a couple podcasts that NPR put on, and I was amazed. I didn't even understand the production quality that a podcast could have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to a couple that were like mine, like single person narrator storytelling. And I was just like, holy mackerel, like the level of sound effects that some of them have and the background music. So I'm going to try to up my game. I'm probably like 9 levels away, but I would like to up my level by 2 by learning.
Yeah. So like, here's what I know I cannot do. I cannot tell someone how to create better sound.
Yeah.
Cause I embrace a very casual, laid back, podcast quality. I always ask, what if it were easy? That's my mantra. And yet, you know, that means that there are some people who would never listen to my podcast because they would go, oh, I'm too used to NPR level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Audio. This isn't fun, you know, whatever. You know, I can't tell someone how to book Tony Robbins on a podcast. I can't tell someone, you know, how to rank their podcasts for a particular search engine phrase. Like, I don't carry these little pockets of expertise, but the mastermind, the people who buy the kit and come say, yeah, I want to do this mastermind, who knows who will be in these sessions?
Oh yeah.
Audio engineers, master booking experts, SEO experts. So when we say, okay, now it's time to form triads, you can go, I want that guy. I want that audio engineer guy. You know, I want a triad with him. Like, it's your chance to tap into exactly what you need.
This is a pretty interesting idea.
And triads in other formats, when I do it as part of my Stretch Yourself Challenge, it often turns into client work for people because they show off their expertise.
Oh, yeah.
And the person says, yeah, more of that, please. How do I hire you? You know?
Yeah, that is interesting. Very interesting. I
might
have to tell the contributors about that. Say, hey, you guys might want to be part of the triads.
It'll be fun. It'll be so fun. Nice. The big group masterminds, I just want to touch on some of the super common things that people have issues with at all levels of experience with podcasting. We all have little mindset things that keep us from doing what we want to do next. And introduce some topics and facilitate conversations and organize these triads and see some magic happen.
Well, I may have to move that up higher on the download page. That might need more important billing. Like, this is something you definitely need to do. This will be one of the most valuable parts of your podcaster's kit experience. I appreciate you. More about
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And this is a playground for me. It's not like I do have a weekly mastermind, and I would certainly love it if people fell in love with connecting with me and other cool people that show up around me. But I know how these bundles work. You know, people come in, they soak it up. They're soaking up a lot.
Yeah.
And so I don't have no strong pitch to throw at people. I just really want to enjoy the experience.
That's cool.
So Dan, I've got links in my show notes to Podcaster's Kit. And remind us again, what's the deadline?
Well, this week, October 3rd to October 9th.
Nice.
And I don't know, I never know what time it's going to close on October 9th. Because I like to make sure in American time, it's like Hawaii time zone.
Yeah.
Because, which is like 5 a.m. or something for me. So some people get there October 10th and they're like, why is it still going? I'm like, Well, it's not really going. It is going if you're in Hawaii. And people in New Zealand think it's like the 12th, but I actually make it go live sometime on the 2nd so that the New Zealand people who think it's the 3rd and they read the same ad.
Yeah.
So somewhere in there. But I will say this, if you don't get it between the 3rd and the 9th, like I'm going to the Dominican Republic on the 9th for a honeymoon.
Ooh.
And I'm closing it. I'm just closing it. So there's no getting in after it's over.
Yeah. I always say, you know, it closes at midnight, but that means I close it when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and depending like the last bundle that I ran, I closed it when I woke up in the morning, but a few panicked people, you know, Tisha gave them the back door orderly, you know, through the next day or so. Like,
oh man, I can't do that. There must be 300 sob stories every time.
Yes. Well, yes.
Died. My dad was on COVID. I was in a parade. The computer got wet. I had the tab open. Can I still get it?
Yes.
I've heard it all.
Yes. Let's go ahead and get distracted for a hot minute. I just had the Daily Faith Publishers bundle close. It sold over a month ago, and then closing yesterday, the end of the September was the last. I missed the order deadline.
Oh yeah.
Story is nothing compared to that. I didn't know I had to download it.
Yes.
Like the last 48 hours when everyone suddenly just goes, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, all the stories and,
man.
And, Tisha, she's my community manager. She does all the customer support, and she's a saint.
I imagine.
She's a saint.
Yeah, and some people wish I had a Tisha on the team.
We want to be helpful, but at the same time,
life moves on, Cha-Cha.
When the sales page says this is how it works, and the welcome email says it how it works, and 17 reminder emails says this is how it works on the last day. You want to tell me you didn't know?
Yeah, you
didn't. Like, nah.
It's possible you didn't, but I get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's always pre-buying next year.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving me this time.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. If you ever travel to Tennessee, you should stop by.
I know. I don't know when I'm going to travel again.
On your way to Bridgepreneurs as a guest.
Yeah. I just surrendered to, because, you know, I canceled Love People Make Money Live 2020, 2021. I've already surrendered to 2022 and I'm doing a virtual event at the end of January. So I don't know when I'll do another live event. I don't know when I'll travel again. I'll have a foster kiddo in a couple of weeks. So I know I'll be nailed down for a while, but one day.
We just spoke at an event in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And it was a virtual event, but they had all of the speakers show up to a place. And then we all did the event together in the same place, which I thought was cool.
I strongly considered that.
Like, I think that's a good plan.
Basically creating a speaker mastermind.
Yeah.
Where you know, we broadcast speaker sessions. Like, I've strongly considered that.
Yeah, having everybody in one place. I really thought that worked well. Now, this was the state of Arkansas, so they had, I mean, they had money, so they had multiple cameras and a stage and a host. Yeah. But still, the idea that even the panels, everybody could be together, and it didn't look like squares, you know, on a screen.
Yeah.
That, I think, would
be beneficial. I think the idea is fascinating. The one thing that, well, if COVID weren't surging again in so many places, I might have done it this fall. I might have done that.
Yeah.
Basically had a retreat for my speakers.
Yeah, yeah. Rent a place.
And broadcasted, sessions. Yeah. That would be amazing. Maybe next year.
All right.
That would be super fun. Especially if you and Rachel came.
Yeah. You know, when we'd go places, it's a lot. There's a lot involved. We got 11 kids. They're not all at one moment, but when we leave, it's an act of God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad I get you virtually.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we'll get out on the road here soon. I think we're going to Orlando. She's speaking there in October for a morning. But we've been doing these fly in, speak, fly out things because you gotta get back. Got too many things to figure out. That's not my favorite, but it works.
Dan, thank you so much.
Well, enjoy the day. Appreciate you having me.
You're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 82 of Love People and Make Money. The link, my link for you to use to go pick up Podcaster's Kit is lpamm.com/kit. lpamm.com/kit. You can also come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 82. You'll find links there to the kit and some more stuff that Dan's always up to. So thanks for spending time with me and Dan, and I hope you pick up the kit. And if you didn't or you missed it, I hope we've lit some excitement in you, under you, around you about podcasting. Because I really do think that podcasting can be a fit for anyone who decides they want to experience it. So if you have any questions or comments, go ahead, leave them on the episode on lovepeoplemakemoney.com. I'll see you next time.